Welcome to the podcast, Holistic Tennis Performance, where we go beyond just strokes and strategies. This is your space to build mental toughness, elevate your game, and thrive as a whole person, not just a player.
I'm your host, Jira Schofield, and today's episode is all about overcoming performance anxiety, especially before the match, really focusing on that 24 hours before. So whether you're stepping onto the court for a tournament or just a friendly game, those pre-match nerves can be overwhelming. So let's dive in a little bit deeper. Let's start by understanding performance anxiety. It's the wave of nerves or self-doubt that can hit even the most experienced players. It often stems from the fear of failure, worrying about others' expectations, or focusing too much on the outcome. The key to managing it is to redirect your energy toward the present moment. Now, there are a lot of different ways that you can bring your focus back to the present moment. So here's a couple tools that I want to share with you today. One effective tool is visualization. Before the match, take a few minutes to close your eyes and imagine yourself playing confidently. Picture yourself hitting solid shots, moving fast and fluidly, and handling each point with ease and not getting emotional if you miss a shot. Visualization trains your brain to associate the match with success rather than stress. For example, I worked with a player who used to dread the moments leading up to matches. By incorporating visualization into her pre-match routine, she started approaching games with a sense of calm and control instead of fear. Next, breathwork is another game changer. Performance anxiety often triggers shallow, rapid breathing, which signals your body that it's in danger. To counteract this, try a simple technique. Inhale, saying one three times. One, one, one. Next, hold your breath for as long as you can. And as you hold your breath, say one, 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 over and over again for as long as you can hold your breath. Then exhale for 6 to 10 counts, depending on your range of breathing. Then repeat this over and over as many times as you need. Sometimes I have had players in the past saying, oh, it doesn't work for me. And, or, oh, I'm doing it wrong. No, you're not doing it wrong. And yes, it will work for you, but you have to be disciplined. Just like you didn't make a forehand or hit a serve overnight. The same thing applies with training our breath and training our mind. We have to continuously do it over and over to then see the benefits. So don't stop before you start. Just give it a few tries. In fact, I would even suggest doing it for at least 33 days at minimum. Yeah. At minimum, a whole month, Jira? Yes, a whole month. That's where we see the most changes. And science shows us that over and over and over. One of the greatest ways that this breathing really helps you is that it activates your parasympathetic nervous system, calming your mind and body. I've seen this technique help countless players from juniors, seasoned competitors. Now let's talk about routines. A consistent pre-match routine can be a powerful anchor to combat performance anxiety. Whether it's listening to a specific playlist, doing a set of dynamic stretches and short explosive exercises, or reciting affirmations, routines create a sense of familiarity that can keep you in the moment. One player I coach created a 10-minute routine of listening to upbeat music, shadow swinging, and repeating the mantra, I am prepared, I am calm, and I love competing. I am prepared, I am calm, and I love competing. I am prepared. I am calm. And I love competing. Yeah. This ritual became her shield against anxiety. Next, I love using a scale from 1 to 10, where 10 means you're really nervous, feeling completely out of sorts, and 1 meaning there's no emotion at all, almost feeling flat, right? You feel flat-footed, it's really hard to get yourself going. Remember, there's two sides to the coin that anxiety can bring about. A healthy level of performance anxiety often sits between a 5 and 7, maybe even an 8 for some. Once you rise above that mark, it can become a real problem. Recognizing this is the first step. So what I'd love to do is ask yourself before you're playing, where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? And then after, when you're done, how well did you manage that? How well did you manage your nerves on that scale of 1 to 10? Even the pros get nervous before matches. They've just practiced managing it so many times that it becomes second nature. Preparation is another major key. When you feel prepared, you'll naturally feel more confident. Preparation includes both physical and mental elements and can start weeks or even months in advance, depending on your training and tournament schedule. But what I really want to focus on is the 24 hours leading up to your match. Have your equipment ready, your racket strung, grips fresh, clothes packed, and your tennis bag organized, right? And making sure you have the hydration that you need. Nutrition is also critical. And avoid heavy, greasy, and spicy foods that can weigh you down. Instead, focus on a balanced, energy-boosting meals. Now, your self-talk during this 24-hour period is so important. I mean, let's be honest. It's always important. But we can really have some negative stinking thinking in that 24-hour period. So if you catch yourself worrying about results, shift your focus to competing and staying in the moment, really trying to start to love competing. I can tell you personally, this is something I had to learn for my own game. I really hated competing in the beginning. I struggled with it. You know, when people talked about having those warrior instincts for competition, I didn't have that. I prefer to have fun and just laugh on the court than really compete, not really caring who won or lost. But deep down, I did care. So it caused a lot of anxiety for me and created this fear of competing. And over, I had to deal with this. And as I got older, I learned to manage it and using these tools that I'm sharing with you today. Using simple affirmations or key words like I can do this, focus, or quick feet can keep your mind locked in. Visualizing success the night before and even on the day of the match can help manage those emotions and prepare you mentally for positive peak performance. Because not all peak performance is positive. Lastly, on match day, a dynamic warm-up can do wonders. Spend 5 to 10 minutes engaging in dynamic stretches or exercises for agility and eye-hand coordination, and use this time to focus on positive self-talk. Your breath is equally crucial. Knowing how to control your breathing can help regulate your nervous system and keep your energy steady during long points or tense moments. Remember, performance anxiety is a natural part of competition. It's how you respond to it that sets you apart. Before every match, one player I worked with would write down 3 things she would focus on during her match. This shifted her focus from the overwhelming thoughts she had about competing to things she could control, right? Because there's a lot of elements that you're not in control of. So you can only focus on the things that you can control. And typically what I've seen is when people start to go over more than 3 things, it also can overwhelm the mind. So especially for beginners, intermediate, and juniors, really try and focus on just 1 to 3 things during the match. This really helped her to compete with a clear, more positive mindset. Performance anxiety can feel overwhelming, but you can take control with the right strategies. It starts with acknowledging your nerves, preparing well, and using tools like visualization, breathwork, and dynamic routines to keep yourself centered and in the moment. Remember, the goal isn't to eliminate anxiety, but to learn how to work with it. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the podcast of Holistic Tennis Performance. If today's tips helped you, share this episode with your tennis community, your coach, your mom or dad, or your player. And feel free to give us a follow on social media. You can find us on all platforms. For more insights and strategies, check us out. Performance anxiety is just a stepping stone to your best game. Until next time, keep playing with your heart, keep growing, and remember, it's all for the love of tennis.